What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A., home of Matt Gaetz. I'm already all off track. U.S. of A., it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 year olds are sucking us in live out east of isn't that time. Perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7.
The United Gay States of America.
Exactly. Or maybe you've gone and done download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com.
Oral anal.
I don't know why that is played after crabdiving.com.
It's funny.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the super fuckalicious out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. A whole lot of shit to get to. We could probably fill an hour of clips. We may fill an hour of clips.
Yes.
From a couple of speeches today. Just when you think that he's going to be unleashed and crazy and nuts and vindictive and hateful and petty and small and vile and crude.
Ooh,
and
that one
and all that stuff.
Ooh.
He turns around and gives two speeches that are even worse than we could have expected.
Instead of
spectacular.
Right. I think Rick Wiles is wrong. We don't live in the gay United States of America. We live in the United Fascist States of America.
He's kind of focused on Jews right now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Rick Wiles.
But don't you think we live in the fascist states of
America? Oh, yeah. A couple stories about that again today. Some
very disturbing.
Some shit that Billy Barr had to say.
I mean,
it's like Bill Barr's, he kind of looks like if someone stuffed an air pressure hose up the ass of an owl.
Oh, a barn owl or
a big hoot owl.
Okay.
Your
basic bitch owl, your normal owl, whatever.
Thanks for joining. Owls are brilliant, dignified creatures.
Oh, I know.
They think you're a goldfish.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Join us on social media during the show or anytime at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. You know, every fucking where. And thanks.
Yes.
We love you long time for buying shit through our Amazon banner at crabdiving.com or quick link crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Bam!
Good prices. I made an order today.
Oh, really?
I can't do that because it's double dipping. I'm just saying I ordered something from Amazon today.
Jeff Bezos is going to contact us.
Intern products.
Oh, okay. Good, good, good.
Her dental chewy bones are post-haste,
right,
making it towards Matt Gaetz's district.
Hey, intern, why don't you do that? Set up a reoccurring order on Amazon for your shit. You know what I mean? Why can't she do that?
I don't know if I would trust her with my credit card.
Oh, really?
To be honest with you, I don't know what's going to show up. My name is Patrick Vile. Sorry
my
to get you as you're drinking a bevy.
Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, America? I will tell you this. I read some fucked up thing in the Atlantic. I posted it on Facebook, .com/crabdive, whatever. And we're fucked. You know, that we're fucked with this election. It's just these dumb fucking people. Our dumb fucks in this country will be outsmarted, are going to be outsmarted by these bots, by Russia, by Trump's campaign team.
Will continue to be.
It's going to be worse. They were comparing Trump's campaign operation this time around to last time around. This time around, they referred to it as the fucking Death Star.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, Jesus, I will do it!
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
I mean, it's terrifying because this is how I see it. Bam, that fucked up State of the Union. Very screwy. Base loves it. Bam, fucking Iowa caucus. A big clusterfuck.
It's a big clusterfuck. It's a bad week for the Democrats. At least it's early. We got plenty of time left.
Yeah.
So at least the fuckery is now. Although on Super Tuesday, I already saw a story that said there's something going on in Texas already. That be prepared for it to be fucked in Texas also. Some of the counts are going to be fucked up for the Democrats.
Because I used to say things like, wow, the Trump administration, are they doing anything to protect our elections? Like from Russian hackers? They're the same
from
side.
From Russian hackers.
Yeah, but they're the same side. They're the same side.
Yeah. Putin wants Trump to win. Putin's still hoping those sanctions are going to go away. And then he'll get his $500 billion deal with Rex Tillerson's old company.
You know, and I hate saying this, but the solution is going to be something out of the box. It's not going to be vote blue.
Box.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be the fucking election, and it obviously isn't going to be impeachment. But something will happen, and this guy will be removed. But traditionally, I don't think so.
He's unleashed now, or he thinks he is, and it's. I think he's just gonna rack up more things to which to impeach him.
The man can do whatever he wants. Prove me wrong otherwise.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean it won't change public perception. We may not be able to impeach him because of the festering butt plugs in the Senate.
Right.
But everything he does can only add more to the general disdain of Republicans in general.
Yeah.
Which is happening.
And they're on the offensive. They're on the offensive.
Because that's all they got.
And it hasn't even started.
And it doesn't make sense. They're offensive. Because that's all they've got. They don't have policy.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi tweeted yesterday, the other day, or whatever. Trump does not have a health care policy. Pass it on. Like, he's talking about our wonderful health care policy that we've created and everything. It's like there isn't one. One does not exist.
But wasn't that Hillary's message? Like, he doesn't have anything. Well, guess what, guys? That message doesn't fucking matter because the Republicans have already fucked with Iowa, right? They had all those people flooding the phone banks. They had people there mucking up the system, and you know that part of the strategy is working. I mean, all they have to do is make the Bernie bros little bitches again. That's all they have to do.
Over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPo.
Yes.
Well, this starts off with the preordained planned response speech to his acquittal yesterday.
Yes.
In the East Room.
The little Hitler.
Before we get to that, we should back up and go to the National Prayer Breakfast.
Oh, shit!
That was this morning.
Who was the keynote? Oh, my God. I'm excited.
Well, Trump.
Oh, Trump was.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said we have two crazy speeches today.
It's not the guy from Duck Dynasty again.
Well, I'm sure he's there, too.
He's going to cut your dick off and put it. What did he say?
Get them before they'll cook your ducks for you or pluck your ducks for you or something
wallet,
like that instead
your
of
wallet.
Your wallet.
But there was also some imagery where someone was going to break into your house, tie
oh, no, that was, yeah, that was a different.
And put your dick in your own mouth.
That was a different
prayer breakfast.
Yeah, that was an atheist. jerk off fantasy, according to him. He's like, well, if you got no morals, you wouldn't care if somebody broke in and fucked your wife in front of you, cut your dick off, put it in your mouth. They don't have any consequences because you're an atheist. You think that's okay?
No, I don't think that's okay. I swear to God, I don't.
This is evangelical logic.
I don't think it's okay to have anybody's dick cut off and put in their mouth. Jeez, fuck. That's an understood, isn't it? Don't you?
That's crossing a line.
Well, oh,
I would think the Geneva Convention frowns upon that.
I have boundaries. Hey, but he said that the prayer breakfast, right? Or am I?
I don't remember. I don't know if he did that.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Listen to these.
Marry them when they're 15 or 16.
What is wrong with the people laughing? Do you hear?
Oh, apparently the guy filming it is broken up. You can hear him.
He's funny.
Phil Robinson's funny. He told me I should fuck a young girl.
Y'all like Ian Sayas.
And he loves Jesus, so Jesus obviously wants me to fuck young girls.
You know, if the Christian Jesus actually exists, what a scary motherfucker.
Well, I mean, the dude in the book would not be real happy. I read that thing a couple of times. But, I don't think the dude in the book in their Bible would be really into what these American Christians are doing.
I misspoke. Not Jeebus, but God. Jesus's dad is a hard ass man.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Dick. What does he look like anyway? Like Jesus or?
Well, there was that whole flood thing. It was kind of untoward.
Why did he do that?
Because he was butthurt.
Over what?
People were like fucking each other and worshiping cows and
what
stuff.
What does he
like
give
that.
A fuck?
Because he's a dick.
Jesus Christ.
It's like if Trump were put in charge of creating the universe.
If I'm all powerful.
Why aren't you worshiping me?
Oh, yeah. If I'm all powerful and some deity and some fuckheads I created that lived on some fucking planet, I don't even remember. I figure out they're worshiping some fucking rock. I just don't give a shit. Now, if you're being a dick. Or an asshole, sure, I might smite you with some fucked up shit. You might, maybe a plague or two, but damn, I don't care if you worship another fucking god. To go ahead for all I give a fuck. Pray to something else. I'm busy, motherfuckers. Just don't be assholes or, you know, I'm going to... Right, yeah. Hey, got a dog. Is, you know,
I'll be with you in a second.
Like if you dickheads, I'm going to send a herd of mountain lions to teach you a lesson. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. Snakes, maybe. If I was God, you wouldn't have sharks and you wouldn't have snakes.
Calm down.
And you wouldn't have these mountain lions that eat people.
Oh,
fuck that.
How uncreative you are.
No, how merciful.
I
mean, what kind of God?
You got to keep people on their toes.
Oh, yes. What kind of God is like, hey, here's your planet. Now, I created some beings on this planet that will fucking kill you like sharks.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
And not only there's that, but there's something I invented called sickness. And it will, I can't really explain it. It's just going to fuck you up. You're going to get something called cancer. That sucks too. But aside from this,
got
cancer,
an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrowGuard slips easily into your pocket so you can carry it with you wherever you go.
ScrowGuard. Yeah, God created herpes. What a fuck.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce, and let's see, I can't, the third, sorry, oops.
I saw Rick Perry on my board here of drops, and it reminded me that he was in the news today a little bit, that the Democrats are reminding everyone, we haven't forgotten about Rick Perry.
Yeah, we
in this
surely
in
haven't.
This Ukraine shit,
right?
And,
right.
In the next round of investigations or the continuing investigations in the House, they may give a little call.
You know, I think it might be worth taking a little bit. We should notice that the Obama administration,
Obama,
is different than
really
the Trump administration. Yeah,
how so?
Well, for instance, who is his Secretary of Energy? Who? Come on. Tell me. Tell me. You can't. You have no fucking idea.
I thought about it for a minute, it might, but I can't.
I thought it was that dude like, who was that fucking guy? Richard something. But I don't give a shit. I don't know. He was never indicted for anything. He was never, you know, involved in any fucking shenanigans for all I know.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's hard to remember the Obama administration. They're so boring.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
God, Mr. Trump is so stupid. I've got... that was a headline over at the HuffPost about the unhinged speech in the East Room, but... I'm just looking at, why is this trending? Why is Bill Cosby trending?
Uh-oh.
Sorry, buddy. Something shiny. Tweet us on the show.
I bet he's dead. I bet he died in prison or some shit, right?
God, I don't know. Apparently, Bill Cosby, something to do with Snoop Dogg.
Are they working on a project together?
This tweet says, fuck Bill Cosby and anyone who supports him. That man went under oath, admitted to drugging and raping women, and he's a fucking rapist. Okay, concur.
Yes.
But sometimes it takes a minute to find out. Snoop said free Bill Cosby?
Oh, come on. You did not. He did not.
Yeah, because Bill Cosby tweeted, hashtag thank you Snoop Dogg. First of all, Bill Cosby's on Twitter from the Big House?
Yep. You get iPhones in there.
Hashtag Bill Cosby far from finished. Hashtag Michael Jackson legacy lives on. Hashtag stop tearing down black men.
Right.
Hashtag Kobe legacy lives on.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God. You know... that's bad. That's really fucked up.
Explains why Bill Cosby's trending.
You know, I know a guy.
Oh,
that,
Snoop.
Yeah. I met a dude that was in prison for like 3.5 years, and he was talking about phones, and everybody has a phone in there. It's just, it has to be something that's...
it's ass tuckable?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. God, just let him have it. Just let him have it.
Well, I don't even know.
Our justice system's fucked
right, it really
up,
is. It's totally fucked up. It's stupid.
What was I looking for? Oh, I was looking for Trump prayer breakfast.
Yay.
So, the national prayer breakfast was this, fucking morning.
Hey Snoop, what about Bill Cosby's victims? What if your daughter what if you had a daughter that had acting lessons with Bill Cosby and he sexually assaulted her? What about that, motherfucker? God.
So Trump, the prayer breakfast was today. Trump is announced, shows up, and the first thing he does is get down on his knees and pray, lead everyone in prayer.
Yes.
Just kidding. He walked in and started waving around newspapers with the headline, Trump acquitted.
God, what
I
a dickhead.
Shitteth thee not. He walks into the national prayer breakfast.
What an asshole.
And to the applause, he holds up a couple of different newspapers with the big giant headline says Trump acquitted.
So like.
That's why they're laughing.
Acquitted. They're laughing.
He's waving it around.
They're laughing. You know what they're laughing at? They're laughing at gay people, black people, trans people, poor people, people in cages. They're fucking laughing. They're laughing, you fucking... Listen, Bernie Bros, and everybody else, vote blue, for fuck's sake.
So, at the National Prayer Breakfast, Trump managed to go after... Well, here's a little...
Yes.
Here's how he starts the National Prayer Breakfast.
Our great country and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people.
Let us pray.
Holy
Let's pray for unity and peace and love and understanding.
Donald, everybody knows. Everybody knows. You called that guy. You were like, hey, do this. You're not getting your fucking military aid. Go fuck yourself. Just be honest. Well, you don't give a fuck anymore.
And just wait, orange bitch, because it's going to, every other day, more shit's going to come out.
And hopefully something happens. God, this guy, why is he pretending anymore?
There was one dude who's on telly who was pretty high placed and says that he's talking to people that are still in the administration and shit. And he's like, they know stuff and a lot of stuff. And a lot of people know a lot of stuff and they're just not coming forward yet. He said, when it just starts happening, it's going to be insane.
Yeah. I guess it has to be something that is like, because to me, the disturbing thing about the Ukraine deal is that those people are at war with Russia and they need our help.
Unless you're owned by Russia and then.
Yeah. But that's about NATO too. I mean, what if the Russians roll into Ukraine and just take it? What does that mean for the planet?
Trump says, and all the deplorables lap it up. Trump says, he's like one of those like in Bologna, Italy. There's a fountain where they're squeezing their titties and the water is squirting out of the boobies of the I think they're mermaids or something.
Right, give me more of that fascist milk, that fascist lactate,
and that's what they're swinging off Trump's old dugs.
Ooh, gross.
And I forgot where I was going with this. I got caught up in.
Well, I mean, you know,
fountain imagery.
Oh, yes. And this is the same. He's going to do this shit over and over again. You know what I mean? I mean, he's just going to, I don't know.
Well, yeah, wait till we get to the speech in the White House.
By some very dishonest and corrupt people. They have done everything possible to destroy us. And by so doing,
You know what he keeps saying? Us.
Oh, yeah. He wants like, when I attack Donald Trump, he wants the deplorables to feel like I am attacking them.
That's not fascist at all.
Yeah, right.
Really hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican politicians and leaders.
I know we have a whole show to get through and we have two of these.
We have a lot of these.
I don't mean to stop. Oh, I forgot why I wanted to stop it. But wait, it's something. But no, he's accusing the Democrats of doing what he's doing.
Well, yeah.
It's
that's his vibe. That's the Republican vibe.
Fuck you. I see it. Fuck you.
Republican politicians and leaders had the wisdom, fortitude, and strength to do what everyone knows was right. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong.
That's...
Fuck you!
Mittens Romney, right there.
God!
He does everything but say his name. But just in case you're unsure,
the hypocrisy
of whom he is referring.
Yes,
with the people who use their faith
right.
to do what they know is wrong. he's directly complaining about Romney.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday,
but the evangelicals talking about
the fact that he had, because of his faith, he had to vote to convict.
Right. But the evangelicals do that all the time.
Oh yeah,
and that to
but
me.
That's,
is a
but that's not what this is
hypocrisy.
About. That's
oh,
not what this
not.
Is about. This
Got
is
it.
That's not how he works. This is an attack on
right,
one of his detractors, including Nancy. Don't forget who always says she's praying for him, and he hates that.
I hate it too. Why are you praying? Don't pray.
Well, she's because it bothers him.
Oh, yeah.
When she says that, she's trolling. She's not praying for him. Oh, she's probably praying he drops dead. But I shouldn't have said that. She probably
who
is not.
Cares. I mean, it's all right.
Like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on.
So many people. It's him he's talking about.
So many people.
I've been hurt.
Have been hurt. So many people have been hurt. He's hurting people.
Yes.
You fuckhead. This is, you know.
At some point, he goes on to say, he referred to a certain failed presidential candidate.
You know, man, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. How do you, how do we win? How do you win against this guy? Because he's going to cheat.
You have to outvote him overwhelming numbers.
But then also,
and keep an eye on what's going on. We still we still have a free press. They can't ban the press from covering shit yet.
Voter suppression.
We still have. They haven't been completely unfettered in that. We've won a couple of gerrymandering cases and flipped that shit. Virginia wouldn't be blue if it weren't for winning a gerrymandering case.
Right, right.
So, you know, we'll see.
Some crazy shit, man.
Is this the one?
Oh, great country and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal.
Jesus Christ. You are a little fucking bitch baby.
Piss baby, yeah.
God damn. Is he on the Laden? The Laden or whatever the fuck that is? He sounds foggy.
Well, that's what's funny is that I think gloves, if there were that many, are really coming off because now listen to our Speaker of the House.
Yes.
Speaking about Trump.
Okay.
Differences, as do we. So again, I extended the hand of friendship to him, to welcome him as the President of the United States, to the People's House. It was also an act of kindness because he looked to me like he was a little sedated. He looked that way last year too.
So- he looked... It was also an act of kindness.
Yeah.
So she's talking about when she went to shake his hand, he wouldn't shake her hand at the State of the Union. And she said it's an act of kindness because he looked a little sedated.
She was trying to help you.
He looked that
fucked up.
He looked that way last year.
Our president does look fucked, and he looked fucked up last year. He
was President of the United States to the People's House. It was also an act of kindness because he looked to me like he was a little sedated. He looked that way last year, too. So, but he didn't want to shake hands. That was that. That meant nothing to me. It had nothing to do with my tearing up. That came much later.
Listen, I love the tearing up. I love the theatricality. See, I think, what Trump did at the State of the Union, to me, it was I'm showing off. Look what I can do. It's dumb as fuck. But look what I can do shamelessly. I can do this in my fucking idiot base will suck it up. But I like what Nancy did. We need more theatricality. Don't you think?
Well, yeah. And that's what I'm wondering, because she's never been that openly attached. She just basically said he's on drugs.
It's like the stakes shouldn't be higher.
He looked sedated.
That's why the whole Iowa thing is very disturbing, because this fucking oxied up motherfucker has a chance to win. But even that, he's going to stay anyway. But it's dire. It's scary. This fucking Nazi's half asleep and fucking everything up.
I think Pelosi was there.
Yeah.
At
the
National
prayer
breakfast.
Why do we have this?
Listening
skin?
To that.
Why do we have it though?
And well, because it's, you know, bullshit. Because right. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Here is this is the Speaker of the House.
Okay.
Trump sitting only two seats away.
For us today, people of faith, leaders, lawmakers, and activists who can mobilize the public, we pray that the moral clarity of faith moves us to demand justice for those who are suffering. And we pray that commercial interests never blind us to the ongoing human rights struggle fought by so many throughout the world.
That commercial interests never blind us to the human rights struggles.
Jesus.
Around the world. Trump
commercial
said,
interest.
Trump's like, that's bullshit.
Jeez.
The ongoing human rights struggle fought by so many throughout the world. Let us raise our voices in prayer as one in this struggle for freedom. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.
Somebody didn't applaud.
Oh, jeez.
Somebody with orange hair.
Ah, oh, what a little bitch, baby. She prayed for you, you motherfucker. God, you cunt. God, Trump is an asshole. Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah. And it's just going to get worse.
What is the Holy
it's
Ghost?
It's just going to get worse.
The Holy Ghost? Is spirit. That God?
Yeah, the Holy Spirit.
You have the spirit.
She's probably Catholic, so it's all that Holy Trinity bullshit.
You can't say holy haint, because that's also another word for ghost. Are all ghost haint? You never heard that?
Holy taint?
Haint!
Oh.
I'm the holy taint!
I never heard that before. That must be a Protestant thing.
No, it's just a type of ghost or evil spirit from the Carolina coast. According to Appalachian Southern. Historian... Dave Tabler, the word haint can refer to an angry dead spirit, but also to an undefinable something that scares the bejeevers out of you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Haint.
Sounds like the Holy Spirit's a little creepy.
Yeah.
If you're calling him a haint.
And also, like, it's only in the Carolinas, by the way. This ghost is region specific.
Right.
The Carolinas. Not Tennessee, by the way. Just the Carolinas, this ghost is.
It's where the Holy Taint wanders, yeah.
Yes, the Holy Taint.
We're still watching the Iowa clusterfuck.
Yes.
We're up to 96.9% reporting in, and it's a squeaker, y'all. It's 26.2% for Pete Buttigieg. 26.1% for Bernie Sanders. In third place is Elizabeth Warren with 18.2%. And in fourth place is Joe Biden.
Damn!
Ain't going well. And if he's ahead in New Hampshire for second place, because New Hampshire is probably going to be Bernie's. It's his next door neighbor state.
Yes.
Vermont, and Bernie's right. Well in the lead, I think, in New Hampshire. But Biden needs second place, or things ain't going well for Uncle Joe.
Sad.
I just wonder how long these people are going to stay in it. And I'm talking about Biden, because if he gets through, he'll probably wait until your South Carolina, where a lot of the African American vote is. It's more predominant than in, like, your New Hampshire or Iowa.
Oh, yes.
And that's where he's hoping to be stronger.
Right, right.
So, but...
Well, does Steve Kornacki think Joe Biden is the best person to beat Donald Trump in the general?
I don't know why.
I'm just wondering...
I don't get a Steve Kornacki bias.
No. I'm just wondering what he says, because now I'm starting to be interested in his math.
Oh, he never opines. He just gives the numbers.
Right. Okay.
Well, and says if they win this. But I don't think I've ever heard him offer an opinion of who should win or should
right, win. Right, right. Well, my problem with Steve Kornacki has always been he talks about math. It doesn't matter. It's like who gives a fuck. I mean, honestly, he gets too precise.
Well, if you're real wonky.
Yeah, and but that makes That makes us feel, that makes people feel a certain fucked up way about their candidate or something. And it's not his fault.
I know. I like Steve Kornacki. Hey, I like all
him
of
too.
His
I don't like what he does. I'm sorry, Steve.
I disagree.
I think your math makes people feel weird about who they should vote for. But listen, because you're highlighting minute fucking differences. But that aside, is Joe Biden the best person to run against Donald Trump based on your fucking math?
Well,
is he on the line?
We don't know. The polls say that the most important thing overwhelmingly to Democrats is someone who can beat Trump.
Is it?
Is the number one issue.
I mean, you look at Iowa and you wonder, is it? Because
well, everybody that votes for their candidate is going to think it's the best one for Trump to beat Trump.
But the yeah, okay, sort of. I don't know. I don't think the Bernie bros feel that way, dude. I don't think they do.
I mean, let's see how Amy Klobuchar, you know, was okay, like fifth or sixth place in, I guess fifth in Iowa. But let's see if she gets two votes in South Carolina or in Texas.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know.
Even New Hampshire. What does New Hampshire know of Amy Klobuchar?
I don't know of New Hampshire. I might know more about Amy Klobuchar the new fucking Hampshire. And again, why are two states I could, again, anyone listening from either of those states, oh, thank you so much for your listenership and for paying attention to us. But who gives a fuck about either one of those?
All 50 of them have to vote at some point.
But it's New Hampshire. Why is it at the beginning and why does it matter?
Well, that is,
there's nothing there but woods.
Ridiculousness of it.
And bears.
You know, back in the day before, I don't know, the telegraph, it made sense to have these on different days scattered through months.
Yeah.
But now we know, unless you're the Iowa caucuses run by these Democrat idiots in Iowa, you know the results that night.
Yes.
That day.
Absolutely.
We know what happened. And people in everywhere around the world knows within minutes the results of these elections. So let's just have an election day. Let's have a primary election day, a holiday. Everybody
right.
gets the day off. You can figure out a way to go vote in your primaries. Get
okay.
rid of these fucking caucuses. Everybody has
right.
primaries on one day and we're done. We have our nominees.
And
but
then,
this bullshit of state to state to state. I guess it's so they can travel around, so they could ride horses from state to state and campaign. Right? Take the train and
right.
ride horses.
See, again, this is why I think...
We don't need to do that anymore.
LBJ, when he ran for office in Texas for was governor or something, I think his campaign must have been the craziest in history because he was the first motherfucker to utilize a helicopter to get from stop to stop.
There you go, yeah.
I'm just saying, being a, I don't know what helicopters were like back then. You know, I imagine they were horrendous things to be inside of.
Well,
dangerous.
I don't know that they've changed all that much.
Dude,
fundamentally.
Helicopters, anything these days.
Right.
Anything has to be safe. I mean, cars are safer, right?
Yeah.
You don't think the helicopters had like a Ralph Nader? Or...
I don't know.
You don't think it'd be crazy to be in a helicopter with LBJ and he's trying to show you his big dick?
That would be odd.
Probably not. Probably not.
Not if
at
you've
all.
Been hanging around him, apparently.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what's going on in Iowa.
Iowa.
We're still. excuse me. Bloody allergies. Still awaiting the.
Yes.
Still awaiting the final results. Tom Perez is like, okay, enough is enough. This did not go well.
It didn't. It didn't.
We're embarrassed.
And then right now, Russia and Trump and all the evil little fuck nuts, they're all huddled together in the Death Star. They're like, ooh, this is how we fucked up Iowa. What can we learn from this? Let's improve. What are we going to do in New Hampshire? And they're like, ooh, yes, I have something.
The DNC chair is, in fact, calling on Iowa Democratic officials to immediately re-canvass Monday's caucus vote after days of uncertainty and inconsistencies.
They got to re-canvass it.
Double check the vote.
Oh,
go
okay.
over and recount.
They're just counting. That's what I don't
understand. Audit, hand audit everything.
Hand audit.
He said, we owe it to thousands of, oh no, this is a Iowa Democratic Party chair, Troy Price. Fail.
Shit, dude.
Fail, Troy. Fail.
Bam.
Said, we owe it to the thousands of Iowa Democratic volunteers and caucus goers to remain focused on collecting and reviewing incoming results. He said that officials identified inconsistencies in the data and used our redundant paper records to promptly correct those errors. This is an ongoing process in close coordination with precinct chairs. We're working diligently to report the final 54 precincts.
Wow. Jeez, that is a fuck up. Troy, I'm afraid this is going to affect your Yelp review.
All right. Republicans would hire you, though.
Oh, shit, yes.
Like Brownie.
Right. Well, no. Troy just, everything fucked up with the recanvassing. Troy would have to set this on fire, and I don't know.
And have at least a rape conviction or a domestic violence conviction to be hired by the Republicans.
And also, I'm going to sound like a tinfoil hat guy, but how do we know there's not some guy on the inside at all these places? How do we know?
Right. Well, that happens all the time, though, too, didn't they? I remember the last time they said they found, we did the story. There was some Trump and vermin that was trying to go undercover into Hillary's campaign as a volunteer, and they caught her.
Oh, shit. I thought about some Russian spy, some asset over here that knows his shit, that can blend in, that speaks a bunch of languages. He speaks Iowanese.
Bette Midler not having a good time on Twitter.
What's going on with her?
Well, this is after he pinned that Time magazine cover, Trump 2024, Trump 2028, Trump 2032, Trump 2036.
Oh, yeah.
That one, infinite Trump signs.
Right.
This is all caps from Bette Midler. The whole thing is all caps.
Oh, shit.
He pinned this. You think this is a joke, don't you? It's not. He means it. He will change the rules and his enablers will let him. If he wins again, he will rule you until he dies, you die, or both. Then, ... you'll get Ivanka.
Hey, listen. Somebody's taking it seriously. Thank you. Why is that crazy? Why? He's done a lot of what he said. All the bad stuff that he already said he'd do it. The Muslim ban. He wants the wall. All this shit. He follows through on the bad shit. And he didn't lose that first election. So we don't really have any evidence of what he'll do when he fucking loses. Or if he loses. He's not leaving. I'll tell you that. I agree with Bette Midler. We're fucked. Somebody better figure it the fuck out.
Let's see. We've got the virus is still going.
Oh, God. Some cruise ship, dude. Ugh, could you imagine being on a cruise ship and you're quarantined because of this corona shit? Fuck that.
Meanwhile, we're being urged here in the U.S. to not forget the flu. And actually, more people have died this year already in this country from the flu.
Oh, shit.
Than have...
You gotta wash your hands, motherfuckers.
We've had 33 pediatric influenza deaths this right. season.
Oh my gosh. Pediatric influenza
kids dying of the flu.
Oh, that sucks. Wow.
And here's a kid, even this is a story. This is Daily Beast. It says while everyone's focused on coronavirus, we have zero American fatalities. It's dominating the headlines, but the flu is killing dozens of US kids.
No, fuck. How horrible.
Including 11-year-old Luca, who died from influenza A despite being in excellent health, got a flu shot, and received prompt best of the best medical care.
Oh, fuck.
So sometimes the virus just wins.
Right. Damn. That sucks.
I know this kid had his flu shot. Right. It didn't necessarily help, but if they do help, go get your flu shots.
Right. A friend of mine got a pneumonia shot, and it gave him pneumonia.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's what the guy said. Also, some dude at a bar in Florida. So I don't know, man. I also know some flat earthers. So
I've had flu shots when I worked at a certain hospital. I had to have we kind of had to get them
right
because you run around the hospital. They'd prefer you're not incubating the flu.
Oh, jeez. God, hospital, it's so much shit there. Why, how would it matter?
So, well, and I was in the offices. I wasn't like, you know, checking patients and emptying bedpans or anything.
Right,
I was,
but you still scrubbed
financial
in,
financial
right?
analyst, huh?
You had to scrub in, right?
No, no, no.
You wore scrubs.
I did get to wear scrubs when I went out to audit clinics, so that was
why? You're not touching anybody.
Because they're really comfortable and they and you get to wear them at work. It's like wearing your pajamas at work.
What if somebody comes up to you and you say, hey, listen, doc, this is hurting. What should
that
I do?
That happened.
Do you get to say something? Or are you like,
I had people approach me that were like, you know, I would just show my badge. I'm like, financial analyst. I'm counting things. Counting shit. Counting stuff.
You wouldn't help them? You wouldn't put a tourniquet on or anything?
No, no.
Jeez.
Let me write you a script. Let me write us both a script.
I don't handle gunshot wounds.
So, there you go. Keep your eyes out for the influenza, y'all. Don't forget. God.
But it's a virus. It's very hard to see, isn't it?
It's not the only thing.
Yes.
And we were talking offline earlier about
crab diving offline conversation.
I read that they think the best way to help prevent the corona is just wash your fucking hands.
Yeah.
Early and often. And
don't go on a cruise, probably.
And they said, you know, the masks don't really help.
Right.
And the people like wearing gloves and shit, they say actually sometimes do just the opposite because they then feel like they have a magic shield on. So they're going around touching everything with the gloves on.
Not doctors.
And spreading everything.
But don't health professionals know not to fucking do that?
Yeah, we're talking about people, regular
people wearing gloves,
walking around with gloves and masks on and shit to try to prevent getting the corona.
Right. I remember somebody was, you know, working on an Ebola camp or something in Africa. Not an Ebola camp, just some place where they're treating Ebola victims.
That's
a bad camp.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and he took his gloves.
Fevers are not nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He took his gloves off wrong and got it. He got it. That either really happened or I saw a TV show where that happened. So
you have to have like a cut on your hand or something. Or
no, you take them off wrong. You got all that shit, all that fucking Ebola.
Yeah, and then some kind of a cut or an open wound on your hand.
I thought you're a financial analyst.
I am. I just play one on TV. The first British person has been diagnosed.
Hello, I've got me coronavirus. I do.
Traveled from Singapore with a little bit of a extra souvenir.
Turns out I wasted me money with them masks.
We've got. Oh, I talked about Bette Midler.
Yes,
losing her mind, rightfully so.
Yeah, I mean she's taking it seriously. Thank you. Fuck yes. Fucking guy's bananas. And the clips we play to him, don't we have another Trump?
Oh, plenty more. There's a lot of Trump. I have a lot of clips from the second speech.
He sounds like he's on opium, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Foggy.
He's a little more energetic in this one.
Jesus Christ.
I think he's trying to be he's spiritual. At the prayer breakfast, obviously, he's trying to be a man of God.
Oh, sure. Sure. They got him on drugs so he doesn't rape.
Oh, boy. The Bette Midler story was linked from Drudge, and it goes to CNS News, which is like Christian...
Dick fuckery?
I don't know what it stands for. It's Christian asshole news.
Yes.
It's not pro-Bette. They're mocking Bette that she's crazy. Trump's not going to stay forever. He's just trolling all you libs. Ha ha ha.
Can I interject something here? If Obama had pinned something like that to his Twitter feed, would the right wing nut jobs be losing their minds?
There'd be panels.
Of course.
In the House.
Oh, yes.
They'd be talking about impeaching him.
But now he's joking. Trump's joking. That's always
the thing.
What
they always
he's
say.
Fucking joking.
Oh, he owns the libs. But over on the side, there's an ad on CNS News for a T-shirt, $25.99. They make them in small. How cute.
Apologize. I'm just kidding.
It's got three check boxes, and they're all checked. It says pro-God, pro-life, pro-gun.
Oh, God. How are you pro-life if you're pro-gun? Because right. The gun is not pro-life.
Christian
That's
logic.
The motherfucking point of a gun, right? To kill.
I'm protecting myself from the black people. I mean, from the bad people. Those are your headlines.
Yes.
Drudge Report says triumphant Trump, high noon speech.
Oh, God.
He's even got some cussing.
Ooh.
In the afternoon speech.
Oh, shit.
He didn't cuss in front of the evangelicals.
Did he say fuck?
Mike Pence would have.
Oh, yes. He would have ejaculated.
Clutched his chest.
Right.
Who talked dirty?
Filled my boxers.
I'm just reading about the recanvas that they're asking for too.
God.
Trying to read and talk.
I tell you, this is what's going to happen. Bernie will feel, the Bernie bros will feel cheated if he doesn't win or something. Or some other candidate will feel cheated. And then they will feel cheated and they won't want to participate.
Well, all the conspiracy theorists already have their vindication. They already have it. It's a clusterfuck. So they've got the foundations poured for their lunacy already.
So all right. So by that logic, they've already been cheated. And any outcome is because of the involvement of the DNC.
It's already tainted, obviously. Yes. They're just trying to cover their tracks now that they got caught.
And because of that, I'm not participating.
Some of the bots are saying that, yes.
How do we outthink the bots? Never mind.
I guess we should get to the second speech. This is
yes.
That was the morning performance,
right?
Of newly acquitted Trump.
Hey, listen, I want you to read that Atlantic article I was talking about where they describe his new campaign headquarters. I know you read a shit ton, but you got to read that one because
send it to me.
It will creep you the fuck out. And if it doesn't tell me, then I'm overreacting.
Well, that new campaign manager is the dude who was his social media flying monkey in the last one. So
That fuckhead with the beard?
Yeah, the beard guy.
Oh, I hate that guy. Oh, I hate that guy. He's a fuckhead.
So here we go. This is the White House post-impeachment speech. This is from Vox here. I just, one of the gazillion stories The opening lead here says, the post-impeachment victory lap speech by President Donald Trump delivered on Thursday from the White House has to be one of the most bonkers official events in presidential history.
Like visually or because of what he said?
What he said.
Okay.
Speaking totally off the cuff.
Oh, shit.
This is no teleprompter Trump.
Right.
No bullshit here. This is Don Unleashed.
Bam.
He opens up with.
Yes.
God, there's so many. I don't know which one. Let's go in, I guess, in chronological order.
So many crazy moments. Oh, I love these articles.
So he shows up and this is a standing ovation. For Jay Sekulow.
Oh God.
And Cipollini.
But for what?
Trump's defense team.
Because they won.
They came out. They came out to applause. And they're bowing and smiling and thanking everyone and shaking hands among a sea of white people. I, honest to God, there's a gazillion people in the frame right now, and I can't see one person of color. I don't know what they did with Ben Carson. You think he'd be somewhere in every camera shot.
Right. Well, there didn't you see
that picture that
of Ben Carson on the air? Listen, I'm listening to this right now, and it's horrific. And I know
this is for the cartoon lawyers.
I was screaming that impeachment is the way to go. I forever on this show. I was just such a cunt about, yeah, we got to have impeachment. It's necessary. We got to do it. Blah, 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 blah. Was it still the right thing to do? Was it still the right move?
Sure. I mean, it's better than not doing anything.
But listen to these guys.
Well, they're going to do that.
Oh, God. Fuck them. Fuck you.
Here's some of the opening of Trump.
Watch everybody. Wow.
Here's his opening. Thank you much, everybody. Thank you very much, everybody. Wow. And listen to his launch.
Watch everybody. Wow.
We've all been through a lot together, and we probably deserve that hand for all of us, because it's been a very unfair situation. I invited some of our very good friends, and we have limited room, but everybody wanted to come. We kept it down to a minimum, and believe it or not, this is a minimum. But a tremendous thing was done over the last number of months. But really, if you go back to it, over the last number of years, we had the witch hunt. It started
for 34 seconds. 34 seconds in.
He is a little bitch. Oh, my God. Oh, it's Festivus. Have we started Festivus?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got an hour of tape of Festivus.
The witch hunt, it started.
This goes on for a fucking hour?
It goes on for quite a while.
Holy shit.
I don't know
if
it's an entire hour, but this really goes on for a while.
The day we came down the elevator, myself and our future first...
Escalator.
Why do you want to make us remember that, though? That was a flub. Right? That looked stupid.
It was cartoonish.
It was idiotic.
The only picture of it I have in my mind is The Simpsons doing it, because that's the image that's in my mind.
God, take the stairs, you lazy fuck.
Number of years, we had the witch hunt. It started from...
Drink.
The day we came down the elevator, myself and our future first lady who's with us right now. Thank you, Melania.
Watch everybody. Wow.
Thank you, Melania. So that's how it opens.
God damn, this is crazy. Thank you, Melania.
Here's a little bit of Festivus.
Yes.
And it never really stopped. We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars.
Dirty cops. It was dirty cops, leakers, and liars. Fuck you. Ah, man, this guy is...
It's dirty cops,
Donald
leakers.
Trump is in his element right now, and that
Russian
is why...
Leakers. Oh, I'm scared.
That's why the election's scary.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops.
Penetration of.
It was leakers and liars.
Including genitals and genitals.
This should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
Here we go. I'm Superman.
God.
No other president would have been able to stand up.
The nerve of this motherfucker, man. Honestly.
He's in his fortress of solitude.
I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it. Some people said no, they wouldn't have. But I can tell you, at a minimum, you have to focus on this, because it can get away very quickly, no matter who you have with you. It can get away very quickly. It was a disgrace. Had I not fired James Comey, who was a disaster, by the way, it's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We caught him in the act.
Of what?
Of doing his job.
He, at the time, claimed he fired Comey. Let's all take a little skip down memory lane. He at the time, claimed he fired Comey because of what Comey did to Hillary and how he poorly handled the announcements of the investigations. That was the original claim of why Comey was fired.
And you know, Donald, you caught him in the act, but barely, because he was wily. Don't you think?
Yeah.
He wore that blue suit so he would fade into the drapes at the Oval Office. That's a story. Yeah. That's real.
It was a disaster, by the way. It's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We caught him in the act.
Because he might have gotten you, you motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just not... My thought right now is like, is he saying incriminating shit?
Oh, I'm sure he
not
will.
That it matters.
Dirty cops. Bad people. If this happened to President Obama, a lot of people would have been in jail for a long time already.
Yes.
But that's laying the foundation for, I'm going to be putting a lot of people in jail for
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
Don't you think?
Right. That's a narrative. The narrative is, I was fucking railroaded. He's going to try to put all, he's going to jail all those Democrats.
He's
that's his thing.
Try, yeah.
We're in a bad spot. I think people think we aren't as far down the fascist fuck hole as we are. We're far down it, dude.
Here's Trump bringing class and dignity back to the White House.
Shit, if you're a fan.
It's the same. Does anybody have those papers? Does anybody have them? Because they're really like that, so I appreciate that. But some of the people here have been incredible warriors. They're warriors. And there's nothing from a legal standpoint. This is a political thing. And every time I say, this is unfair, let's go to court, they say, sir, you can't go to court. This is politics. And we were treated unbelievably unfairly. And you have to understand, we first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. It was all bullshit. We then, it's the same. Does anybody have
the brother of the bullshit?
Oh my God, dude.
Again, how many times do we say this? But he said it just a second ago, Obama, if this had happened to Obama. Imagine Obama saying the word bullshit.
Oh my God.
In the White House, ever on camera. Imagine Obama saying the word damn or hell. They would have lost their little tiny little minds.
Or if Obama went after his detractors.
All right.
Like Trump does.
He remember how he occasionally, after about 3 or 5 years, took a shot at Fox,
They
lost their tiny little minds. How dare the president insult a major media organization?
Obama, I would have let loose on those motherfuckers a long time ago. I mean, really. I'm going to fuck them. Fuck their faces.
Strap in for some more tsunami of whinging.
Yay.
Tremendous corruption. So we had a campaign. Little did we know we were running against some very, very bad and evil people with fake dossiers, with all of these horrible, dirty cops that took these dossiers and did bad things. They knew all about it. The FISA courts should be ashamed of themselves.
Defecation or urination for the
purpose. It's a very tough thing. And then we ended up winning on Russia, Russia, Russia. It should have taken the one day, as I said, and it took years. Then Bob Mueller testified.
Then Bob Mueller testified.
When he says Russia, 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 is it like the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha thing?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm just understanding this. Our president
is quoting the Brady Bunch in some capacity.
Oh, my God.
Specifically Jan.
Oh, we're losers.
From the
Nobody
Brady
knows
Bunch.
That. Nobody knows that reference. Do you know that? Shelby, do you know that?
Well, Shelby's a year old.
You're not even listening. Not even listening to
this. Corrupt politician named Adam Schiff made up my statement to the Ukrainian president. He brought it out of thin air.
It's just not true. He was in an opening statement speaking hyperbolically, not even hyperbole, just saying what it was, that it was a mob shakedown tantamount to that's a nice country. It'd be sad if something happened to it. This is what they're squealing about.
Yeah.
That Adam Schiff made up that cover. The president never said that.
God.
Well, no, if you listen to what Adam Schiff said, he said basically the president said, that's a nice country. Sad if something happened to it. He was drawing an analogy. Or a metaphor. I can never remember the fucking difference.
There's the problem because the deplorables will not be able to identify that as a metaphor. Or what did you say the other one was?
Analogy.
They're not. Oh God, this guy is a nightmare.
So that's a lie. It's just a lie that Schiff made up things that Trump didn't say. It's 100% a lie.
We all yes, and we all know that Schiff didn't make it up.
Yes.
So,
and Schiff was not pretending to read from the transcript at the time. He was saying, this is a shakedown. Essentially, it was the president saying, nice country, be sad if something happened to it.
You know, if I'm
done. I never said that.
Right.
It's a lie. Arrest Adam Schiff for lying in Congress.
Why don't they take the tack that Mnuchin was saying? He's like, hey, listen. This is don't make his predator face, dude. But like, I forgot what I was going to say. But Mnuchin's like, big deal. This is how people negotiate, right? Didn't he say something like that? Grow up.
No, that was Mulvaney.
God, you guys.
Get over it.
I cannot tell those white fuckers apart. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's very but, we all look alike.
Yes. But why not just use that reasoning? Why not just go there? What's it matter?
Jeff made up my statement to the Ukrainian president. He brought it out of thin air. Just made it up. They say he's a screenwriter, a failed screenwriter. He tried to go into, unfortunately, he went into politics after that. Remember, he said the statement, which is a mob statement. Don't call me, I'll call you. I didn't say that. Fortunately, for all of us here today and for our country, we had transcripts. We had transcribers, professional transcribers. Then they said, oh, well, maybe the transcription is not correct. But Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and his twin brother, right? We had some people that really amazing. But we did everything. We said, what's wrong with it? Well, they didn't add this word or that. It didn't matter. I said, add it. They're probably corrupt politics.
What is he talking about?
Vindman. What is going
he
on?
He wanted to go after Vindman, and he held back after a second.
Cause, he was like, Vindman. Why did he say it like Vindman?
Because he didn't remember the guy's name.
Vindman and his twin brother?
I don't know what he's talking
Vindman
about.
Vindman does have a twin brother or no? Or
he does have a twin brother.
Why do I know that? Because why would I give a fuck?
Here's some well-deserved praise and a standing O for a quite upstanding member of the Republican Party.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right? Up to 191.
One of the Democratic senators lost his mind the other day and was saying, you know, the it'd be nice. Mitch McConnell saying, you know, well, let's just get on with it. And he was like, get on with what? We're basically an employment agency now.
Yeah.
We don't do anything here in the Senate. There's no bills that get voted on.
Right.
No legislation gets voted on because they won't pass anything.
Don't you want to do something? I mean, even if you're a Republican right-wing nut job, don't you want to say, oh, I even if it's a horrible fucking bill, don't you want to say I had a part in this? Because
yeah. Great guy.
Great guy.
Great guy. He's a tough guy to read. I'm good at reading people. Tough guy to read, I'd call him. My wife would say, how'd you do with Mitch? I don't know. That's what makes him good, when you can read somebody.
God.
Maybe she'd use her fingers like Braille.
Didn't Mitch hook up with somebody a while back in a foxhole or something like that, we learned, or his...
Oh, the story was that he got kicked out of the army for sodomy.
Oh, okay. Well,
you
know, he's hard to read. I don't think it's... I think what's happening, and I'm no doctor or I'm never mistaken for a doctor. His face is
should try it sometimes.
His face is very droopy.
Mitch.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Kind of like droopy. The ancient cartoon character.
Right. And I think for him to smile, it's very hard. It's very difficult unless he's exercising the muscle to smile. It's a lot of skin to move around on his fucking head. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's why he inverts.
That, yes.
Hangs from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. That's why you can't read him, Donald, is because you literally can't see his face. It's so droopy.
So apparently he had already gotten some blowback for the ridiculous National Prayer Breakfast fit that he threw.
Yes.
And here he is crowing about his assholery.
Right.
You know, I only told these folks, let's do this today. We did a prayer breakfast this morning, and I thought that was really good. In fact, that was so good it might wipe this out. But by the end, by the time we finish, this will wipe that one out, those statements. I had Nancy Pelosi sitting four seats away, and I'm saying things that a lot of people wouldn't have said, but I meant every word of it. But we have some of the folks that are going to be leaving right after this, and they work hard, and they did work hard.
I'm saying things a lot of people wouldn't have said, but I meant every word of it. See, it's the, proud of being an asshole.
And the idea that his legal team, and I put a story, or I have a story going up tomorrow, facebook.com/crabdiving. Like, members of his legal team, they had like 360 appearances on Fox last year, yeah. Combined.
Yeah, yeah.
Combined. I mean, that's one a day.
Right.
That blew my mind. I mean, basically, his legal team is Fox News. Right? Because if you have one of your lawyers on there every fucking day of the year, they're just going on there to make your case.
To the American moron.
Yeah.
I was going to say public, but the American public isn't watching Fox.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Normal people aren't watching Fox all day.
By normal, do you mean most?
No, I mean, no, most people aren't watching Fox.
Okay.
The most people that watch cable news watch Fox, but that's like 2 million people at a time of 380 million people.
That's,
I mean,
that made me feel like those people aren't fucking crazy.
Their ratings
are
good, but low. I mean, nobody watches cable news in general. It's low. So not everyone watches Fox.
And do we get more listeners than Rick Wiles? Is that true? We do, right?
I hope so.
Fuck you,
A
Rick.
Couple of times during this speech.
Yes.
This is him totally.
Boo.
Once again, just tap dancing to the fascist.
Is he stoned?
Tarantella. Huh?
You think he's stoned, or is he geeked up, or what's going on?
He seems a little slurry today, so he may be on the downers today.
Oh, okay.
He's out of Adderall.
Sad. No, he's not out.
So it was a couple different times throughout this rambling speech. He's pointing to people in the audience that still are trying to comb his cum out of their eyebrows. And
animation department. Note that.
And he is starting to talk about these candidates. Some of these candidates that are running, but they're all his hand-picked choices. I mean, how fascist is that?
It's very fascist.
I saw her ad. She was saying the greatest things about me, and you know who I'm talking about. And I went to a great place, Missouri, and I said, who do you have to beat her? And they said, well, we have four people.
He's talking about Claire McCaskill, of course.
I have to look at him. Do you have a visual, or are we just listening?
Yeah.
He sounds so fucked up, dude. He sounds like he's on, like, I don't know, some fucking antidepressant.
He doesn't
look like a downer.
It just looks like him.
A great place, Missouri. And I said, who do you have to beat her? And they said, well, we have four people. I said, let me see them. I got to interview people. Can you imagine? I'm interviewing people for the United States Senate. This is what I do. Where have I gone?
I'm interviewing people for the United States Senate. I'm interviewing them. Not. We're talking about candidates and who'd be the best candidate. I am interviewing.
That should inform us all of what he thinks, what he wants to do, how he sees his role. We should be very concerned about this fascist little fuck.
Then it's been a whole minute since he got mad at Romney, so
other ones. You know, I had some that said, "Oh, I wish you didn't make the call." And that's okay if they need that. It's incorrect. It's totally incorrect. And then you have some that used religion as a crutch. They never used it before. An article written today, never heard him use it before. But today, you know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's a failed presidential candidate, so things can happen when you fail so badly running for president. But, Josh Hawley, I want to thank you. You were.
But, Josh, thank you for running in Missouri.
Holy shit. Is Josh Hawley about to come up on the to the mic or something?
Here's a couple minutes later.
Okay.
So, I've always said they're lousy politicians, but they do two things. They're vicious and mean, vicious.
Democrats, of course.
They're lousy politicians, but they do two things. They're vicious and mean, vicious. These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible.
I wish they were more vicious.
Right. It sounds like he's about to say, Adam Schiff is a vicious motherfucker.
Vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She didn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite.
See, God, that is driving him crazy. It bothers the shit out of him every time she says that.
Do you think this bothers him, too? The clapping to him and the
He didn't get it at first. But after everybody pointed out to him that she was mocking him, he got it.
Does the ripping up of the speech bother him?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt he's the one that told Matt Gaetz to put the ethics complaint against Nancy.
Oh, yeah.
For ripping up the speech.
He's like, hey, Matt, you want to get back in my good graces after that bullshit the other week?
Yeah.
Do this.
It's yeah. If he wasn't told it, that's totally what Matt Gaetz is trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to.
What? How did Matt Gaetz?
Trying to push Lindsay and a couple others away to the side so he can get some ball licking time.
He pushed back on some jobs thing or something.
Who?
Guns or something. Matt Gaetz.
The authorization. For force in Iran.
Oh, okay. Well, I was wrong. Jeez.
Now, when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She didn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite. But I doubt she prays at all. And these are vicious.
Like he does. Like as much as he does.
Hey, dude. And like anybody fucking does. And if they do, it doesn't matter. God, what a dick.
But I doubt she prays at all. And these are vicious people, but they do two things. They stick together. Historically, I'm not talking now, they stick together like glue.
It's just not true. Look at what's happening with the fucking primary. It's just not true.
But the thing is, his analogy, they stick together like glue, the metaphor, or is it a simile?
Oh,
simile is like. But nothing really sticks together like glue. You can stick together with glue. But you stick together like two things that would stick together.
Things that were stuck together like with glue.
Did he say that?
No.
See, I think he's just saying some stupid shit and it's not news. So it's just like glue. Hey, he's a dumbass.
Here is strap in for this one.
Ooh.
Son that made no money, that got thrown out of the military, that had no money at all, is working for $3 million up front, $83,000.
This is Hunter Biden he's talking about.
Holy fuck. Imagine that the guy who's president right now is on the Rose Garden lawn just giving out your financials. I mean, like, who the fuck is this guy to have the job he fucking has? Who the fuck is he?
And you know, Mitt Romney mentioned it in his awesome speech, to be honest with you, much as I loathe Mitt Romney. He mentioned it and said that unseemly, yes, maybe. Illegal, no.
Right.
There's nothing illegal about accepting positions at companies based on Nepotism or who you know, right?
Who's your daddy? That kind of shit.
So there's nothing there,
right,
about that. Romney said it's not illegal. So again, right. Show us this crime that you were investigating, this corruption you were investigating. It may be unseemly.
Yes.
And that's a typical Romney word. Right. Maybe unseemly.
Hey, Mitt, I don't know if you
listen
to the
whitest man on the planet.
Oh, yes. Can I just take a moment, please? I just want to address Mitt Romney if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast. Available on Spotify, the podcasting app, Stitcher. You know, man, I was pretty hard on you. You gave that great speech, the historic speech, where you voted to convict. And, you know, I was still hard on you. My point was that you're still a shitty Republican. Nothing changes that. And
oh, sure.
And I still agree. And I still think you're a shitbag. And fuck you for putting your dog on top of your car. I don't know why the fuck you would do that. I have no idea. Why would you do that?
Money that got thrown out of the military that had no money at all is working for $3 million up front, $83,000 a month. And that's only Ukraine. Then goes to China, picks up $1.5 billion. Then goes to Romania, I hear, and many other countries. They think that's okay. Because
that's got to be from Rudy.
What about, why does it, he went to Romania to do what?
Don't ask me.
I mean.
I think that's okay. Because if it is Ivanka in the audience? Is Ivanka? Boy, my kids could make a fortune.
Jesus Christ.
Your kids are making fortunes.
Did you hear the audience, the awkward laughter?
Even the audience is like, my kids could make a fortune.
What about the trademarks he just got from China?
and keeps getting, right. And, one of them on a voting machine.
And she has a sweatshop in India where people make like, I don't know, $60 a month.
Is Ivanka? Boy, my kids could make a fortune. I think they could make a fortune. It's corrupt. But it's not even that. It's just general corruption.
Good Lord, man. It's general corruption. Well, that's what you are, dude. I mean, Donald Trump is general corruption. All the guys.
Like, here he is. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko of Arizona.
Yes.
Here he is saying he selected her.
Right.
A woman who became a star. We have a couple of women that became stars, you two. And I always liked the name of her. You know, I liked the name, Lesko. I liked it. That's how I picked it. I liked the name. I saw that face. I saw that everything. They gave me cards. She had
Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. And listen to him. He's now about to admit that they gave him like flashcards, like a 3-year-old, to try to get him to decide things.
That face, I saw that everything. They gave me cards. She had like 7 opponents, right? And you have no idea how much the public appreciates how smart, how sharp you are. This I can't tell.
These are the assholes. He's talking to her and Pam Bondi.
Oh my!
For representing him during that sham trial.
He sounds nuts, though. Let's go. Let's go.
He's just a very special guy. His wife, I actually like better than him, to be honest. Because he doesn't know that I know that he didn't actually support me right from the beginning, but she did.
And I don't know who he's talking about.
On my worst day, right? On my worst day, my worst. I won't tell.
What do you think his worst day was?
Oh, shit. The day he got impeached.
Worst day, my worst. I won't tell you why it was my worst, but it was not one of those good days. She got on a bus, got many other buses, and women all over North Carolina, and they toured North Carolina. Well, Mark was back sort of semi-supporting another candidate, which he ended up leaving very quickly. I don't think you had a choice because of your wife. But thank her. And Mark Meadows, he's an extraordinary guy. I mean, the only problem.
Mark Meadows' wife went around in buses trying to defend Trump the day after the Access Hollywood tape was.
Oh, my God.
So that's his worst day.
Grab him by the pussy?
Mm-hmm.
That's worse than impeachment.
That's what he says is his worst day.
Jeez. Well.
There's another one.
I went to the hospital with our great first lady that night. Right, honey? And we saw a man.
This is the night that the Republicans were shot by the lunatic when they were playing baseball.
Oh, yes.
With our great first lady that night. Right, honey?
and we saw a man that was not going to make it.
Yeah, I was on overtime. You made me pay more to go visit these assholes.
Wasn't it slow? Were they playing unlimited arc slow pitch softball?
The hospital with our great first lady that night, right, honey? And we saw a man that was not going to make it. He was not going to make it. He was the doctor. And I told him, his wife, I said, she loves you. Why do you say that? Because she was devastated. A lot of wives wouldn't give a damn.
A lot of your wives, Don.
Melania wouldn't
get. She's like, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm not. I don't. Listen, if something happened to Donald Trump while he was president, I am not fucking kidding you. They would fly. They would have to dig up Uta Hagen from the grave, fly her to the White House, and give this chick acting lessons.
Famous acting teacher for those.
Oh, yes. Oh, not, everybody knows
not
that.
Not in the know.
They know.
Uta Hagen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Because she was devastated. A lot of wives wouldn't give a damn. A lot of wives would have said, hey, yeah. I said, how's he doing? Oh, she couldn't even talk. She was inconsolable. Most wives would say, not good. Listen, I'm going home now. But the doctor
tells you what he thinks of marriage in general, what his experience of marriage is.
It's a shame. You know, Donald, you should have been, he should be on the blue collar comedy tour or something, you know, or something like that. Whatever.
You remember that asshole from New York, that new congressperson, Elise Stefanik? She was the one who made a real ass of herself in the House impeachment hearings, defending him, and then was on Twitter and said a whole bunch of shit. She was
okay,
and the people she was in, kind of, I thought, like a purpley district, I guess a lot of the people in her district are like, what the fuck? Like, she all of a sudden went total Trump loon.
Right.
Like, she didn't run like that at all.
Yeah,
I guess, if I've got the right person.
Did she try to run like a moderate?
I guess. And then now, I mean, she's just flossing with Trump's anal hair.
Ooh, geez.
And here he is on his opinions of Elise Stefanik. Of course, it's all about her brains.
Oh, yes.
You. I just read this story. It's the most incredible what's going on with you, Elise. So I even said, you know, I was up campaigning for helping her, but I thought she looks good. She looks like good talent. But did I not realize when she opens that mouth, you are killing them, Elise?
She looks good, but God, when she opens that mouth.
That is so, is that like creepy or what?
I realize when she opens that mouth, you are killing them, Elise. You are killing them.
We're killing them?
Oh, yeah.
God, Donald, you just have a way to.
But he opens up with, oh, she looks good.
Oh, right.
Do you remember, man, when she talks, holy shit.
Who was a journalist that was in the White House and Trump made a comment that was inappropriate? He was sitting at the Resolute desk. It was a whole thing.
We're not going to be able to narrow that down at all.
This guy is such a, I don't know.
Not the reporter with when he looked at her eyes, the Swedish or Scandinavian reporter, and he was like, what's your name? Come here. Oh, look at those beautiful blue eyes.
Yes, that was it. Very creepy. Very creepy.
Speaking of, here he is talking about the lovers.
Oh,
Struck. Struck and Paige.
Woo.
Listen to what he says about Lisa Paige.
Me.
So that's the story. We've been treated very unfairly. Fortunately, we have great men and women that came to our defense. If we didn't, this would have been a horrific incident for our country. When you have Lisa and Peter, the lovers, the FBI lovers. I want to believe the path you threw.
Got uncomfortable laughter so many times.
Isn't one of them running for office? Or did I imagine that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. God, I don't know why I think.
I want to believe the path you threw out.
This is in his notes. He's ad-libbing.
Yeah,
but he's got a couple of notes.
This is crazy.
The Lisa and Peter Strzok lovers text.
Right.
He's got printed out.
Yeah, I was thinking of Valerie Plame.
For Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, that's the office. There's no way
he gets elected, meaning me. There's no way he gets elected. This is Peter to Lisa. He's probably trying to impress her for obvious reasons.
He's weaving a whole crazy narrative.
Trying to impress her for obvious reasons.
Right, right. I mean, so Donald, so let's say Donald's correct. Like, Peter is trying to get laid by demonstrating how much he hates Donald Trump.
Oh, how much he's going to fix.
Oh, I see.
The election against Trump. That's their narrative. It's not the real life narrative is he was trying to reassure his, he was cheating on his wife. He was trying to reassure his Gumar.
Yes.
The lady he was cheating with.
Yes.
Trump's
not going to win.
That, yeah, don't worry. You know, it's not going to happen. He's
right. Well, he was wrong.
But the inspector general determined that despite all that shit, there was zero evidence that there was any political bias in the investigations themselves.
Well, there you go. It's all resolved, right?
Oh, no.
They were going to try and overthrow the government of the United States, a duly elected president.
No, they were trying to impeach a criminal.
Yes.
Not overthrow the government.
Right.
You are not the government.
I imagine some...
One person is not the fucking government.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But to him, he's the universe, so...
And to his cult.
Yeah, that's depressing, but yeah.
They were going to try and overthrow the government of the United States, a duly elected president. And if I didn't fire James Comey, we would have never found this stuff. Because when I fired that sleazebag, all hell broke out.
Sleazebag.
When I fired that sleazebag, all hell broke out. Now it gets even creepier. Right,
is sleazebag trending?
They were ratting on each other. They were running for the hills. Let's see what happens. It's in the hands of some very talented people.
He just pointed towards Bill Barr.
Okay.
Hands of some very talented people. We're going to have to see what happens. But I can tell you, in my opinion, these are the crookedest, most dishonest, dirtiest people I've ever seen.
I'm sorry. One second. I have my hand up.
He should have still been pointing at Bill Barr when he was saying that. Yeah.
Most crooked.
Yeah.
You can't say crookedest. I mean, can you? I think it's most crooked. I'm serious. Isn't it?
Of all of his grammatical.
What is it, Shelby?
Grammatical.
Shelby, is it most crooked?
100 million to one. This is about me. This is an agent from the FBI. Look how they let her off. 33,000 emails deleted. Nothing happens to her. Nothing happens. It's unbelievable. But think of that. God, Hillary should win. When these guys are investigating Hillary. Then they go to work for Mueller, the two of them. And when Mueller found out that everybody knew that they were 100% this way, he let them go. But they deleted all of their emails and text messages.
Utterly not true. You just read some, you shit. You literally just looked down and read some of the texts. That is not true.
This is fucking insane. This is insane.
But they deleted all of their emails and text messages. So when we got the phone, they were all deleted. Could you imagine the treasure trove? They illegally deleted. So they left.
That is utterly not true.
Yeah.
They were fired.
Right.
And 6 months after they were let go, their phones are repurposed like everybody else's. They wipe them, they reinstall the software, and
yes,
some new agent gets a new government phone.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't an illegal... There was... illegally deleted. They didn't. It's just not fucking true.
But what... I mean, you know, we got a guy that did it. See, Trump is very, very comfortable lying. And I don't even know... Like, now I don't even know it matters. I'm sure some things that he says... He might believe are true. And some things that he says, he knows they're lies.
Does he?
But then it's like we're in this existential fuck palace of God, it doesn't matter.
Right, right.
I mean, really, it's so fucked up.
The treasure trove. They illegally deleted.
So they left. They left Bob Mueller. He had the look, but he didn't have a lot of other things. Always had the look. Mr. G-Man. And I love the FBI, and the FBI loves me, 99%.
Fuck! You know, he's got a hard-on for the way people look. Yeah. Like Rex Tillerson, the only reason that he decided yes on Rex Tillerson, supposedly, because he was a big, tall, strong-looking cowboy guy.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
It was the top scum, and the FBI people don't like the top scum.
Who is the top scum?
It was Comey and
Mueller?
Rosenstein and Mueller and yeah.
Even Bob Mueller, the most handsomest G-man on the planet, is the top scum.
That's what he's saying. He was fooled. He had the look.
I see.
He had the look, but
the FBI people don't like the top scum. So think of that, 100 million to 1, and he's investigating me.
God damn. 100 million to 1. I mean, shit.
This is two minutes later. Some more Romney.
Yes. Oh my God.
And so overwhelming and bipartisan. Bipartisan. It was 197-0. And other than one failed presidential candidate, and I call that half a vote because he actually voted for us on the other one. But we had one failed presidential candidate. That's the only half a vote we lost.
Republican vote.
Yeah,
he's making it sound like the entire Senate voted to acquit him.
Right. And the speech Mitt Romney gave was good, right? It was historic.
He's talking about it's completely. Yeah. And that's only half of it. I only consider that half of it.
Right.
But we had one failed presidential candidate. That's the only half a vote we lost. So we had almost 53-0. We had.
No, it was 53-47. It wasn't 53-0.
Holy fuck.
53-47.
It's just that's.
To nothing. We had 197-0. And the only one that voted against was a guy that can't stand the fact that he ran one of the worst campaigns in the history of the presidency.
Against one of the more popular presidents.
But, okay, I don't think. Do you think Mitt Romney did a good job, or?
Well, he lost.
History of the presidency. But she said there's something so compelling, has to be so compelling and so overwhelming and bipartisan. I don't think we should go down that path.
That was early Nancy talking about the impeachment process.
Bob Dole's campaign was pretty bad, right? I mean, that wasn't a great one.
Well, he was a bad candidate. Yeah. I mean,
and George Bush, his second campaign was not great.
And then this one is actually the last clip I have, but
yes,
it may not be. There may be another one. This is odd. Odd wording.
Ooh.
That it's an honor to be with you all. I want to apologize to my family for having them have to go through a phony, rotten deal by some very evil and sick people. And Ivanka's here, and my sons and my whole family.
Ivanka.
I don't care about the other ones.
And the two with the penises and my whole family.
Even Eric, the ugly one.
Doesn't name the boys. Names Ivanka. Doesn't name them. But then.
My sons and my whole family. And that includes Barron. That includes Barron, who's up there as a young boy. Stand up, honey.
And that includes Barron.
Well, of course it does. I mean, you know, man.
Thanks for letting us know Barron's a part of your family, Don.
I even thought he was including Barron.
I kind of figured when he said family, Barron was included. Maybe Barron, not Tiffany,
God,
but Barron's included.
Man, Barron has a whole floor on Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm. Includes Barron, who's up there as a young boy. Stand up, honey. Ivanka, thank you, honey. Come.
Ivanka, thank you, honey. And he invites her up on the stage to hug him.
Oh, God. Come on.
That it's an.
honey.
God, she's taller than him with heels on.
Ivanka? Oh, yes, of course. She has long legs. Didn't he say something fucked up about Ivanka when she was young? He said something about her legs and her breasts.
Her legs and her boobs. Yeah, it was on Howard Stern, yeah.
You're a creepy, creepy guy. Do you think Trump is ever like, you know, Ivanka, I mentioned you to Stormy right after we banged.
This meme again that this picture of Trump talking. It says threat, sniff, lie, brag, mispronunciation, yes. Sniff, brag, sniff, brag, slurred something, threat, brag, threat, lie, bye. Perfect.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a tweet.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. This guy's a lunatic.
So, I mean,
Ivanka,
we knew what it was going to be, and he fucking delivered.
I mean, he said even Barron.
Even Barron is even includes Barron.
Does he hate Barron?
It even includes Barron.
Right. Jesus Christ. That's fucking insane, dude.
There you go.
Even Barron.
Oh, God, whoever coined this is a genius. Rick Wilson tweeted, anyone point me to a transcript of the speech today? #Hashtag Pettysburg address.
Pettysburg!
Oh, man.
So jealous. That's a good one.
Man. Brilliant. Brilliant,
it's
brilliant.
Crazy. To me, I don't know what you think the most shocking. Well, I was about to say, the most shocking part was he brought back the lovers. But that's not the most shocking part to me. It's the fact that he said even Barron.
Even Barron. Even Barron.
We assumed even Barron, you fuckhead. I mean,
Barron
kid,
is trending.
Right?
Is trending, by the way.
Even Barron?
No, just Barron.
Even Barron. And even Barron. It sounds, there's something musical theater about that. It's crazy. God, Trump, you're out of your fucking mind, dude.
Pettysburg address is trending a little bit, too.
Pettysburg is a good one. Fuck. I bet there's a nail salon named that.
Pettysburg? Oh, I get it.
Manny Pettysburg.
We've got... What's going on? Hate-free Florida is trending here
okay.
in Florida.
Oh, good. They're not charging anything for hate these days. Free.
Not exactly sure why.
Are we hate free? I don't think so. I think there's hate in Florida.
Says there's a Florida hate crime coalition.
Pro hate crime or anti?
Well, let me find out if they're Republicans or.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's the ADL. It's Democrats.
Oh, thank you. Good. I'm sure we need that.
It's decent people.
Thank you.
So there you go. I mean,
right.
Trump's bullshit, they say, went out on all four broadcast.
Hey, yeah. Great.
Three out of the four censored it in.
Oh, the bullshit.
Closed captioning.
Oh, God.
of CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, which didn't censor it, which the teleprompter wrote bullshit.
Fox.
No.
I thought they'd want to show that.
CBS. Yeah. Oh, Fox did show. Fox censored it.
Oh, wow.
The word bullshit.
See, I would think they would want their. He's a common man. He's good. Good Christians can say bullshit. It's not like he said cunt or fuck. I don't know. I mean, that's a bizarre fucking speech, man. I.
Strap in.
What do you mean? There's going to be more?
Oh, my God. We got 9 more months.
Yeah.
Before the election. And then just, I mean, you talk about strapping in. Wait till he loses the election, hopefully. And then we have from November 3rd till January 21st to deal with lame duck Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He's going to take a lightsaber to this fucking country. Well, he is.
You mentioned this before too, that,
right.
The story is out that the, on 4chan.
Yes.
The number for the, backup reporting line.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
In Iowa, was published and, they told the Trump turds to flood the lines.
Right. Right.
Good thing they're not cheating at all.
Yeah, and I think that's against the law. That's like called election interference.
Well, yeah, and it's the only way they can win. Look.
Yeah.
Right, here we go. And they don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
No, no ethics, no scruples, no honor.
No.
Nothing.
No.
We don't care as long as we win, even if we cheat.
That, see, that makes those... Do you remember the book Lord of the Rings? You remember all those books?
Sure.
You know, in the second book, well, I think it's the second book, Helm's Deep, the battle at Helm's Deep is number two.
Okay.
And those orcs, they're coming and they're attacking and they're fighting. And the only way to deal with the orc, you got to fucking just obliterate the orc. You have to do what?
Okay.
You have to do what with the orcs? You have to fight them.
Yes.
We have to fight them.
Yes. How? You know,
the way they fight us, because they fight unfairly. They see, like, orcs, these Republicans don't give a fuck. That makes them impossible. This is it. We're in an impossible situation right now.
Some of the 4chan trolls apparently pushed back.
What do you mean?
One said they don't want other trolls making us the scapegoat for the DNC.
But you're troll. Oh, I see. Oh, my gosh. That's complex.
Well, they had a point. The DNC is doing a great job of fucking it up themselves. They don't need us to help.
You know, I think we need to make merch to sell to everyone. The DNC is not the enemy. It's Trump. It's not the DNC. The DNC isn't perfect, but Trump.
They really fucked up Iowa.
The Nazi.
Yeah.
The Nazi in the White House.
Yes.
Is the motherfucking enemy. Motherfuckers.
You are correct, sir.
And if we had a serious group of Democrats running, they would get together, have a fucking meeting of the Cardinals, pick a candidate in the primary, and say, this is our guy. No more attacking each other. What that guy's going to do from here on out is make the case why Trump is a giant fascist flaming piece of shit. And the other candidates can go support him.
The
or her.
97% of the precincts reporting the popular vote. Bernie is winning by over 6,000. Steve Kornacki is really good at explaining this shit. And I did not understand what the fuck, how these caucus numbers work by the time he was done last night.
Yeah.
I was still trying to figure it out.
Well, maybe that's
because there's three different numbers. There's the number of delegates. There's there's the number that's based on first and second ranked choices. And then there's the number that's based on the popular vote.
Right.
It's all
very
much of a clusterfuck.
So all these different ways of gathering votes, they're all totaled up. And then
I don't know.
Why do they do it like that, though?
Because it's fucked up and stupid. That's why.
We could change it.
Oh, very easily.
But if every candidate just dropped out except one.
What do you mean?
Well, every candidate drops out except one.
Well, who's that?
They have to figure it out. They have to Wakanda it out. I don't give a fuck.
It's called the primary.
The primary is killing us.
Well, that's why it should be on one day.
Yeah. But if they could all get together and just decide, okay, Elizabeth, you're the best. You're going to run and we'll support you. Why can't they do that? They need to be bigger people.
So what I want to do today, 3 days late, is to thank the people of Iowa for the very strong victory they gave us at the Iowa caucuses on Monday night. Even though the vote tabulations have been extremely slow, we are now at a point with some 97% of the precincts reporting where our campaign is winning the popular initial vote by some 6,000 votes. In other words, some 6,000 more Iowans.
We understand what it means.
Thank you, Bernie.
The we call that a victory, he says. They don't necessarily decide. The caucus is very electoral college-y in that winning the popular vote doesn't necessarily mean you won the Iowa caucus, you won the most delegates.
Yes.
Because right now he and Pete are almost tied. Pete's 0.1%
yes
ahead of him in this weird delegate count.
Right.
It's all very strange.
And it seems stupid.
Yeah, I concur.
It's insane.
So the knives are out. The anti-Bernie people and the Bernie people are going after each other on social media right now.
That's great.
Because Bernie's claiming victory and they're like, Bernie lies. Hashtag Bernie lies is trending. Hashtag Bernie won Iowa is trending.
Can we
figure it out?
At least let's make the Russians try harder. At least, guys. What the fuck?
Holy shit, look at the time. We only got a few minutes left here on the big show. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody. Join us.
Jeebus.
We'll talk about some Christians running amok.
Oh, my gosh. These guys with the Jesus and all the bullshit, man. It's crazy.
I've also got... God, I got so much we didn't get to because of...
The fucking prayer breakfast,
fucking
man.
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And the prayer breakfast.
I mean, that speech was news, though. I mean, it was just historically crazy.
Yes. Speaking of crazy, well, here's a review.
Okay.
About the National Prayer Breakfast comments.
Yes.
The president is absolutely right. From day one, for over 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, they have taken a baseball bat and they have been beating this man.
Send the Hornets, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Todd Starnes, everyone.
And on his skull every single day. They've been targeting this president. They've been targeting the first lady. They've been targeting everyone that works in the administration. They've been targeting you, the gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorables of America. They've been literally beating you in the streets, terrorizing you.
Citations?
Yeah.
trying to silence you, trying to tell you that you don't have a place in America. And finally, this president says, enough is enough. That's it. No more. And yet there are many people out there who say, you know what, Todd? The Christian thing to do is to turn the other cheek. Okay, well, this...
Well, fuck that.
We are Christians, but we don't do any of that.
We're
Christian
American
shit.
Christians. We don't do any of that.
The other cheek. Okay, well, this president turned the other cheek, and then he turned the other cheek. Then he turned his butt cheeks. It doesn't matter how many cheeks you had, because they're going to keep smacking you around. That's what they do. That's what these Democrats do. They hate this man. They want to destroy this man.
Right.
If you believe the people in Hollywood, they want to kill this man.
God.
The people in Hollywood.
Oh, who's that?
In Hollywood, they want to kill this man, assassinate this man, chop this man's heads off. That's what they want to do.
His heads off? Chop this man's heads
off.
Both
of them, yeah.
And at some point, you have to say, okay, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? When does that happen? Well, Todd, he has to extend the olive branch. No, he doesn't have to extend the olive branch. You know why? Because the Democrats, they take that olive branch and then they start beating him on his head again.
Well, I was going to say shoving it up his ass, but that's fine, too.
Because to Trump, the olive branch is give me everything I want or else.
There's no reasoning.
That's his olive branch.
And he's a white supremacist. He's a Nazi. Sure. There's nothing to be gained from rapist. Donald Trump. And a rapist. Yes.
So Todd Starnes is pro dickish Trump.
Right. Oh my gosh. He is a load too, man. God. What a fuckhead. God. Is Todd Starnes married?
Oh,
someone
yeah.
fucks him.
Well,
Jesus
no, I said
Christ,
he's married.
Dude.
I didn't say anybody's fucking him.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any evidence of that.
Right.
Nor do we want any.
Ooh.
I hope those nudes don't get out.
Yay.
Good Lord.
Right.
I guess that's probably about it. We could probably bail.
Right.
I'm just seeing. We got about a minute left and see if there's anything quickly.
Right.
And we'll do that tomorrow. Roy Moore tomorrow.
There's Roy Moore news.
Some Roy Moore news.
What's his name?
Roy Moore gave an interview.
Roy Moore the molester or molester Roy Moore.
Roy's not doing great in the primary.
That's shocking. I thought they loved that creepy guy. The diddler.
But he's not.
Okay. Well, shit. Sorry,
Roy. It's probably going to be Jeff Bosash.
Back to diddling for you. Back.
Let's get out of here, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's doing some stand-up comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or check out his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, y'all. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day, spiritually.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.